correspondence is one of them. Then I'll quickly also reflect the introduction and background, which is well known and can be actually be seen from the midterm population estimate to show the population and how we are contributing to the national population. And then the fifth slide is talking to the provincial managers, management and demarcation. And here it is. And I think it is the same presentation and the same case that we had in the last meeting. That was in 2015. And here we have the summary of the current footprint. And there is no change yet. We are still having 58 footprints of home affairs, including the health facilities, which are connected. And then the one that has got a problem is connectivity because it lies along the borders of South Africa and Botswana, which is Ramatlawana. We are waiting for the ADSL. It has been informed that during the course of this financial year, will be supplied with the ADSL so that we can be able to collect and assist our clients at the health facility in Ramatlawana. Here it is the indication of where the offices in the province are being distributed, where we have the presence of home affairs in terms of the large office, small office, and social centers in some other districts. And then this is Dr. Ruth Sobonutinubati, which is a mostly depressed district because we don't have offices somewhere there, like in Mamusa local municipality, and we have a connected and well functioning system in Mamusa, in the hospital of, that is called President of Hospital. As well as that in the Guatemala, where we have the room of connecting for issuance of the birth certificates as well as the birth certificates to clients. This is Bujanala, which is the land resource. You see there where we have the Makapan tax, whereas we are servicing that area after the previous demarcation, because the area was serviced under timber. But after the demarcation, the area had to be serviced by the Northwest, the Montpellier local municipality. We have Makapasa, medium office, although we don't have a building, but we do have a mobile unit that is assisting in servicing clients. It's four officials deployed there. And the literary social center, but the rest of the province has got offices. I mean, of the district, Bujanala has got offices. Then Dr. Kenneth Kaunda is a well-resourced, adequate covered with offices in the local municipality. Here, I wanted to point the health facilities for online health registration. These are health facilities that are collected and the health certificate are issued on the spot to the clients who are admitted in those facilities. And then in last year, because this, I wanted to reflect the performance of the province in the previous year, because we were not called to come and present to the portfolio committee for two slides to compare the previous performance of 2016-17. And here to say the province managed to register 50,104 beds during the financial year 2016-17, and we are number one in terms of performance, and with 107, and the following provinces like Limpopo and Western Cape, they were the number two in terms of their performance. But their performance was 101%, respectively. Here it continuation of the online birth registration in hospitals in Nakamuzi, the Mema, and the Katrina Kaunda. And then here is the health facilities with no connectivity, but we send officials there to register, to actually to collect the applications and run to the office to print out the birth certificate to clients and also go back to deliver. This is what we call a manually process application for birth, for online birth registration. And it is a continuation of the same thing that I said for the other two districts. All in all, we have 33 hospitals that are not connected and 35 that are connected for online birth registration. Here is the performance of last year. That has been debated, but I would plead with the committee to cut in me for something that was not successful. For the first quarter, we did not achieve the 100% of value converting. That has to be settled within 30 days during the first quarter of last year. All the quarters, all the rest of the quarters, from quarter 2 up to quarter 4, we managed. Here, I wanted to reflect the 5-year period during the comparison and projected annual target that we normally give, we are normally allocated with. Starting from 2013 up to 2018, that this is our contribution to the annual target. As we are now in 2017-18, our projection was 6.6%, and we have an annual target of 49,316. It is still the 2016-17 where the overall performance of the province was 107%, and these are the plan action to achieve the targets. We have adhered to what we have said we would want to do in order to attract and to market our services. And the list is a very long list, but it indicates that we did went out to make awareness to the expected matter that they have to register the value to the also use the whole to assist us to report all deaths that occurred at home. These things are for the Department of Health, but they are assisting us to make sure that we get to the right people and register them. We also had the meeting with the health facilities, the health department in the province, so that they hear what we are saying, and also to emphasize the memorandum of understanding that we have signed with the Department of Health. So there were strategies that we have implemented so that we can achieve the target. Here it is the reflection of the 2017-2018 target, which is 49,350, with the first quarter, that is April to June, of the actual performance vis-a-vis the target that we are allocated, with a variance of 375, and with an achievement of 103%. Although the margin of achievement is a little bit low, if one looks at the actual performance of last year, because we were at 12,614, but when you look at the actual performance of this year, we were at 13,054, meaning there is a difference of 440 applications for birth registration that we have received. The awareness, we continue with awareness to mothers, and we were also deploying officials to do the rotation. public holiday. But unfortunately, after the 15th of June, due to the problem that we have of the staff, we are no longer continuing. But we've got four offices that are still continuing. I think for them, it will motivate the rest of the offices in the province to at least look at the clients and register daily at the hospital during the weekend and public holidays. This, as I've already stated in the previous slide, just to show our progress, our comparison of from 2013 up to this year, this financial year, 2017-18, and how we have progressed for the first course. It shows very well that we have never dropped from 2013 to date in terms of performance for bed registration within 30 days. The red block refers to the actual performance with the quarterly target with the blue color. This is the late registration of beds, which is 31 days to 1 year, 1 year to 7 years, 7 years to 14 years, and 15 years and above. We still get those people coming in. As you can see that all the applications received this 10,378, we managed to adjudicate 7,000, and then that is in 2016-17, and we are left with 2,740. And then we carried that balance forward to 2017, added with the number of applications that we have received, which is 5,733, and then we subtracted those that we have adjudicated. Up to the end of June, we were left with 3,699 cases that we still have to adjudicate. This is a smart pass target for 2016-17, where the target was 176,227, with achievement, overall achievement for the whole year of 127%.
Up to the higher gear, where you've got no challenges, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Where you've got problems, then that explains the
thing. Okay. This is where we have a challenge for this financial year, 2017 first quarter. We slightly missed the target by 37%. And the challenges are the, last year we had a very good support from our local media for marketing the smart card. And then we were also affected by the budget, which was cut. The only money that we have distributed to various districts, our four districts, was 5,000. We cannot do anything at all to at least buy a slot at the radio station. The change of the requirements for the first application is also a challenge as we speak, and even after the mandate release that was implemented. We are still struggling because the system is always down because of we don't know what is wrong and how are they going to assist us. But we are logging the call, and then we are trying to make sure that we really get that support from the team, from head office. This is the distribution of the mobile truck. But the challenge here is that out of the 11 mobile trucks deployed to Northwest, we've got only three that are functional, and 8 of them are not functional. The problem is that the system cannot connect, and it is outdated. So. But we were actually informed that from the third quarter, things will change. We'll get a replacement. Here, we problem. 100% of the social employer has all done very well. 112 slash over 112%, which is 100%, I think. Even the first quarter, we managed. Again, detected was better. We achieved 100% both last year and this in the last quarter. Also had 100% of the unregulated foreigners supported to continue. Even on the first quarter, we achieved 100%. Detected undocumented foreigners transferred to Mindela, also 100% both last year and this quarter, during this financial year. Detected fraudulent marriages, we don't have much, like when we see we had four fraudulent marriages or marriages of convenience, but we have achieved 100% both. This is where we have a challenge last year of that one invoice that was but for this financial year we achieved, I mean for the first quarter this financial year we achieved 100%. This is the staff profile and we are at 483 as we speak. We've got a disability, 5 CNAM and 12 NAM. Just to reflect. For employment equity also, we have also tried to reflect Africans, colored, Indians, whites, and the total has been 483. This is where we have a challenge of recruitment and selection. The provincial manager post, which was re-advertised on the 30th of February this year, but nothing has been done. In the past, honorable member, the post was advertised, I think, four times where I've actually applied, but I was that is what is on our level, this one. We have tried our level best in all the schools in the province. It doesn't during last month we are asked to put those on hold until we get the go ahead, but all the posts we have managed to interview. And some of the people after the moratorium was posted, we are able to do the phone for the office manager and the people, only the provincial manager post that we are still speaking about. Labor relations, these are the cases. I think the labor relations and the counter-corruption officials are doing their best, and these are the cases, except for fraud and corruption, the hearing still continues, and other cases are channeled. Development, this is all people that went through during the financial year, during the first quarter, it was June. This is the total number of officials who went, who came for training. The summary of the budget, I'll just say the total of the budget allocation, which is 163,262,000 and the expenditure. We are at the moment, after using the budget, we are supposed to be at 25%, but we are now at 23%. Of the of the 16, when he was supposed to meet a prince or meet a prince, is a challenge. And it is not happening now, or it happened last year. We are seeing this every time, it's just that we are in the middle of the year, and we are having time to decide to push. This is another problem that we have. We still see foreigners trying to register themselves or register their babies. I think the aim to apply for certain grants. That is why we are very much slow in adjudicating, because we stand with the one person for about 2 or 3 hours. Eventually the person will take out the passport and say, no, really, I want to tell you the truth. I'm not from this from South Africa. I'm from this about this country. And then that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of energy. But we are adjudicating to make sure that people who get into our national population register are the rightful people, are the South Africans. Connected health facilities, which are not fully optimized. We require that we have to have the ADSL. If not, to request the Department of Health to increase their bandwidth so that we are able to register all the babies that are born in the hospital or clinics where, or health facilities where we have connectivity. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, let us just go straight to the next one and then ask questions afterwards. So we can have let that all sort of angles of us. But I don't think just let the issue that you want. And then next, let us get to the next presentation. And this presentation is from Bumalan. What time is it now? 20, which was the originally 20 minutes each. And now, what's the time now? Let us make it 20 minutes or less. Just the achievements, highlights, and the challenges, and then report on the issues like shutdowns as a result of the lack of either electricity or connectivity. Those types of things that the department is really concerned about, because it was to be you are serving the public and then you go to account to the public, particularly around issues that are connected with you. Other technical issues that you can just indicate as a facility, you use this this percentage of battery creation and so forth. Just summarize.
There was 100 and
building, and then we'll have the map, and that's our achievement on the target. For 2016-17, we did not achieve our best registration within 30 days. We actually performed at 97%, 60,338 best registration within 30 days, and the variance there is 1,918. With smart IT cards, we managed to exceed the target, which was 157,597. We actually performed at 117% with 195,826 smart IT cards. Then for 17-18, we did in 30 days. For the first quarter, the target is 15,785. We managed to register 16,252 within 30 days. So we actually exceeded the target. But with smart IT card for 17-18, the target was 74,390, but we only managed to have 53,484. We were left by 20,906. And then with the others, IMS, we are doing well in all of them. Yeah, I'll jump to that one. Yeah, on the smart IT card offices and the application volume. We are not doing well as a province, you know. You know that Mpumalanga has got a lot of rural areas and also a lot of farm areas. So now people there have got the challenge of funds, that's what they tell us, that they do not have money to go to our offices and make applications, go back, and then come again to collect the ID card, because with the ID card, there's nobody that should be collecting on your behalf. You have to be there so that we can verify you on the system. So we've got a challenge of achievement on the smart ID card. But as I said before, that in the previous financial year, 2017, we were able to exceed that target. Yeah, I'll pass this one also, as I've already spoken to that. And then we have come up with interventions to assist in the improvement in relation to the achievement of our target smart ID card application. We have got strategies, like the first one where we use a stakeholder forum, and then we make sure that the issue of smart ID card application and everything relating to it is a standing item on our agenda meeting. And also we engage the stakeholder forum in their program of action. We are also participating like your ICROP program. We send our officials to those programs to take applications, for instance, for pet registration. And also in areas where none of my ID cards are offices, we send our officials to take the application for ID. We are also working very closely with SASA on the relationship and the provider people this, and then we may follow up with those elderly people so that they can come to the offices to apply for IT smart cards. And then the impact that we see or that we anticipate is an increase in the application for smart IT cards. And then also another strategy of involving or inviting stakeholders to our offices or schools, businesses, private institutions, etc. We write invitations, we also invite them generally, and we also ask the special leader and people who are interested in improving the comments. And then we also make public awareness for the market, our products, we are using media clothes in local radio stations. We're also distributing pamphlets and posters in strategic areas. We're utilizing our youth and caterers as well as our mobile offices. We also do exhibitions in malls. And also, we've got this pop-up use within the department of administration.
trained, you know. We call them cadres.
Okay.
Yeah, they are Home Affairs, young Home Affairs officials. Yeah, they are young, yeah. They use within the department. We also market our products in community meetings with the assistance of traditional leadership and work councillors. They have a very healthy working relationship with these people. And then we also anticipate, we're anticipating, and we also see that in fact, more clients are visiting our offices to apply for smart ID cards. And then another strategy is the one of Operation Water 7, which is a program for the province, from the previous office, where we participate as Home Affairs in the region. We then provide promotional materials to the provincial CCIS department or section, so that we can contribute the students to the work. And then when there are meetings, then we deliberate more on that. We send our officials to those war rooms meetings. And then the impact as well, like in the other two, for us to see more officers, more clients coming to our offices for applications. And then the smart ID card footprint and roll out. In the province, we have got 18 smart ID card offices, and there's one that's going to be rolled out during the course of this financial year, which is the year. So we're going to be having 19 very soon. And then in Ekanzeni, there are 10 local offices, and then out of the 10, we've got 7. This is what I've just spoken to. 7, which are modernized, and then one will be added very soon. And then in Hersibande district, we've got 7 medium, one large office, and 6 medium offices, and 1 small office, which are modernized. In Kangala district, that's where we are currently working with, there are 7 offices, and then out of the 7, only 3 are modernized. We are having challenges of office space, the same as the district. We are trying to get public space so that we can be able to create a structure that is accommodating to the modernization footprint look. And then bed registration in health facilities. In the province, we have got 31 health facilities. And then out of the 31, only 15 are connected. 15 are not connected. And that is one of the problems that we are facing. But we are engaging more. IS, in head office, with the connectivity process, in some of the hospitals, even if you do have ADSL, but then there are challenges of the router, we are always having problems. But we do achieve it by head office. And then the performance there of the registration in the province, we have 64 offices, and then 63 personnel, and then our and our actual performance for 2017 was 52,990. For the current financial year, the target is 54,787. And for the third quarter, we had a target of 14,142. And our actual performance is at 13,687. And then, all in all, the best registration within 30 days of both the offices and the health facilities in the province. The target for 2017 was 62,256. And then for 2017, the actual performance was 60,338. Now the annual target for 2017-18 is 61,398. And for the first quarter, the target was 15,785. And our actual performance is at 16,462. So we've exceeded our target during this quarter. or during the first quarter. And then our interventions, you know, on this registration, we're engaging the stakeholder forum, and we're also making, you know, best registration within 30 days, you know, sending ideas. And then the interest is looking at, you know, the rules of the smart ID card. But also we are anticipating a reduction in LRD applications, because when, you know, children are registered within 30 days, then they won't be, you know, having this registration application. And then we're also distributing education and pictures, and text notes, and also doing in videos, and in our meetings, and with schools, and also encouraging our teachers and our professors to distribute the information. And, you know, we are anticipating increasing pressure research within 30 days. And then, yeah, that one is the same. And also, we are providing the requirement list to all clinics in the area to give the prospective mothers the information on what to bring when they come to children or when they go to the hospital. We are also holding meetings with sisters in charge in the clinics and hospitals. And we have also established registers in all the clinics, registers of the mothers that go there. To give birth, so that should the mother leave the hospital without having registered the child, then we are going to be able to make a follow-up using that information that has been recorded on that register. And then the impact, yes, we are seeing mothers, you know, coming to hospitals and to our offices with the required, you know, documentation for them to be able to register the birth of their children. And then the installation of ATS airlines, you know, we are planning to continue engaging our IS to continue the installation of this system in the health facilities which do not have currently. And then with Operation 27, we are going to do the same as what we are doing with smart IT card. Now the late registration of death, all categories there. The total for the province, okay, 1 to 7 years in 2016-17, from the 1st of April 2016, we had 765 applications which were declared from the previous financial year. Then we received 2,840. And then all in all, we had 3,605. And we approved 2017. Okay. And then for 17 years to 14 years, we had 145 from the previous financial year, and then the applications that we received during 2017 was 486. Then all in all, when we added the two, we had 613. And then for 15 years and above, we had 303 at the beginning of April 2016, and then we received 1,473, and all in all the 1,776. And then we approved, for 15 and above, we approved 763, we deferred 152, we rejected 159. And then we closed 245. And then by the end of 2017 financial year, which is 31st March, we had 614. Now when you say we're closing a file, it's when we invite the client for interviews 3 times and they do not show up, we then close that file. And then for 7 to 14 years, we approved 405, we deferred 17, we rejected 7, and then we closed 44 files. And by the 31st of March 2017, we had 167. And then for 1 to 7, we approved 2,655, we deferred 30, we rejected 30, we closed 181 files. And by the end of March 2017, we had 739. Then those were become a carryover to 17-18. So with 1 year to 7 years, we opened with 739. We received 754 applications. So in total, we had 1,493. Then we approved 500. We deferred 24. And when we are deferring, is either we are referring for DNA tests or we are referring to immigration for investigation. And then we rejected 3, and then we filed, we closed the 31 files. And the closing balance was, or is, 959. For 7 to 14 years, the opening balance is 157, then we received 112 applications, and then the total was 269, we approved 109, we deferred 9, we rejected 2, we closed 2 files, and the balance was 154. 16 and above, we opened with 614. We received 416 applications. The total was 1,030. We approved 386. We deferred 60. We rejected 43. We closed 53 files, and the balance was 543. So all in all, the chosen balance is 1,661. And then the and then the mobile office information. We have got 11 mobile offices in the province. We have this in, even now we have 11, but the information that I'm giving now is 2017. So out of 11 of the 11 mobile offices, only 6 will drive away, 5 will not drive away in the future financial year. And then they were for 12 mobile offices, office managers. Out of the 12, one is utilized as the mobile coordinator, mobile office coordinator. And then the kilometers traveled by these 6 mobile offices in 2016-17, the kilometers were 5,927. And the area visited were 97. And then the statistics generated, first issue ID is 901, reissue 36, better registration within 30 days, 203, and the IDs handed out by the mobile offices were 321. So the total of applications that were taken through the mobile offices were 1,140 in 2016-17. And then 2017-18, the tracks now. We now have 10 that are drivable and 1 which is not drivable. So there's an improvement there. And then in terms of functionality, put into the system, are they able to connect, you know, inside the truck? But only 4, the status quo is still the same. It's only 4 that are connecting, the rest are not connecting. And then the capacity is still the same. Now the kilometers traveled, now that we've got 10 that are drivable, the kilometers has no increase. We now have 13,294. And the areas visited also, no, there's an increase there. We've got 129 areas visited by these mobile offices. And then the statistics there, IT first issue 1,309, reissue 158, better registration within 30 days is 78, IT sent out is 328. So the total applications now collected through the mobile offices now is 1,545. Okay, uncollected smart ID cards, you know, with the challenge of collecting there, you know, I think I'll have to just this one. But we are making efforts, you know, engaging the stakeholders, we are sending our, we are compiling this and sending to the DW to communicate to the public. We are also informing schools and we are using the media slots to invite, you know, the clients to come and collect their unclaimed smart ID card. And then the same with ICs, but we are also using our mobile offices to access the distribution. Remember, if they bring back the ID book, you know, the mobile offices can take those IDs to the owner, you know, using the telephone number that has been given, using the physical addresses given, but also, you know, discussing with the stakeholders to assist in distributing the information. And then we've got unpaid certificates, I think I'll dump that one. I mean, the certification, I'll dump that one. Stakeholder forums, we have launched all the stakeholder forums to the province, including the Kibera stakeholder forum. So there's not much challenge there, except for one that it has been launched, but you know, it has never had a meeting. But we have engaged the provincial stakeholder forum chairperson to look into this and try to assist us. And then with immigration, like I indicated before, we do not have challenges there, except for one of the challenges I talked to each when I did that slide. I am finishing. Okay, let me go to the challenges. Let me go to the challenges. Or the post. Okay. On the establishment, we have performed an industry post that are abandoned from the 61. We have got 20 that are vacant. And then out of the deck, okay, then we have also two intents. So when we add the intents, we've got 22. And then that's the detail of what we've done in relation to the advertising conducted. We've done shortlisting, others have conducted, you know, even interviews, you know, others are just awaiting for a warning from head office to extend the offer letter. Death of the provincial manager issued to that's the details of the question. In some was not yet interviewed, some was recruited. Yeah, the process, the recruitment process is going on. And then on the, I think the challenges, because we do have challenges. Cases, okay? On the cases, yeah, that's the status there. We have, two of those dependencies, they finalized in 2017 and the officials were dismissed. And then 20 investigations, the fraud allegations, only one case, sending to disciplinary hearing. Another one for his audiences, there are two, the cases have been finalized, and the officials were given 3 months suspension without pay. And then for 2017-18, we've got one for contravening to the disciplinary hearing. Negligence one in 2016-17, this was finalized, the official court has the final written warning. 2017-18, gross negligence one, pending disciplinary hearing. Improper conduct in 2016-17, finalized written warning. Non-compliance with this policy is one case, finalized written warning. And then contravention of civic service is a policy one, the officer was not found guilty. And then counter-corruption, stolen smart ID card or the loss due to negligence, the case was finalized, the official did a guilty and paid for the lost card. Loss of stamps, a case was finalized. The official was referred to employee wellness. Processing of passport without owners being present, the case was finalized and is pending at labor relations. And then discrepancies in financial records, the case was finalized. The official report was dismissed on another charge, and this case was referred to serve as a single case. Fraudulent birth registration, we had two cases, they finalized. They are pending at labor relations. Fraudulent birth registration, two cases finalized. Official dismissed, but you know, she appealed. Suspected fraudulent registration of marriage, case is finalized. Official was dismissed, but she appealed. Alleged selling of identity documents of a deceased person. Yeah. The case was finalized, and it was investigated, and the allegations were unfounded. Processing a passport of a wanted person without present being present, the case was finalized and pending at labor relations. Fraudulent birth mission of the ALA to have introduced us visa unprocedurally. The case has been finalized and is pending. The outcomes are pending. And then unlawful release of illegal foreigners, the case is pending. No, no, no. This is not pending. It was finalized and the official was released. That's an error then. Counter corruption for the military. ALEC has been pending, aiding public member fraudulent. The public member fraudulent registering children or foreigners in order to advance the case is pending. Fraudulent ID application, the case is pending, and unlawful issuance of emerging documents. That's also pending. And then, I think the challenge is getting processed. Okay. Special permit also in 2010 and recently the special permit. But now, yeah, those that did not come to the offices to declare that, you know, they have got these documents which they have fraudulently acquired, they now have this ID block and they are giving us the serious problem. Those are always complaining. I think I'll end here, Honorable Secretary.
Thank you very much.
Honorable members would have noticed that the government has been acting as managers for quite some time, and in February 2016, I joined the Department of Home Affairs from the Department of Justice as a provincial manager for what we have done. So I'm the manager of the Department. There, the provincial manager is there, Mr. Mwabe. There's a director of finance for whom I should be an apology this morning, Mr. Singh. And also the provincial coordinator and the counter corruption, that security and vetting, the chairman and Mr. Mchembu. So, under the provincial manager, there are five by a DMO, which is a district manager operations, and the names are reflected there. And the Tewini Metro and Ubu district is for Mrs. Lethu there. She's amongst us as well today. King Zetwayo and Ilembe, Mr. Damini, SCL Damini, and Amachu, Tugela and Umzinyati districts, Mrs. Kuzwayo, is the DMO, Mbumundo, and Harigwada. Districts, Mr. T.W. Shamini and Mrs. Shandu from Kanyabute and Zululand. And the offices are the office members are offices under these districts, and which are managed by various district office managers as reflected on the slide. Achievements on the 18 target, looking at the best registration within 30 days. 2016-2017, the target was 128,756. The performance of the province was 128,358. There was a slight underachievement of about 408. That was there. But within this performance, in this financial year, 2017-18, first quarter, the target has been achieved. It was 33,103, and the achievement was 33,712. On the ID, smart ID card issued, this is the target that has, in 2016-2017, the target was 301,292, and the actual performance was 448,696. It was an overachievement by the province. Again, first quarter of this financial year, with the target of 511,946, we have achieved 138,225,000. So on the immigration targets, detected employers in contravention of Immigration Act, we have achieved a 100% achievement on that one, on all the previous year as well as the first quarter of this financial year. All these targets, IMS targets, we have performed very well during the previous financial year and only in the first quarter of this financial year. If we move to slide number 14 basically is a breakdown of the offices within the district and the targets that that they have and the actual performances by those offices within those districts. The target for quarter one in terms of registration within 36 was achieved by over 609, which accounts to 102%. Although there are 16 health facilities that are having connectivity challenges, manual taking of applications have been done, and that actually assisted us to achieve that. The next slide that talks to the interventions and strategies that we have employed in order for us to reach these bed registration targets. We have had radio interviews with the FM, which is Nomadanti, and Inanda FM on bed registration, as you can see. And this is not the sole initiative of the engaging with this particular registration. There is no communication standard that is involved to the problem. So these are three slots that we are actually getting from the registration. There's been effective mobilization by stakeholders for forum, and also the district task teams and the local task team level. That is where we actually engage with the stakeholders with regards to their assistance to assist us to be able to reach this target. The youth officials visit the health of facilities over weekends to advocate registration. As it was indicated that it was the youth officials within the department who actually participate and as caterers of the organization. We also using the birth occurrence register to follow up on unregistered matters that have been discussed over weekends, because that's a critical area that has been giving us a little bit of a challenge where we miss the babies that have been born over the weekends. And so what we have put in place as a province is together with Health Department of Health, is the implementation of the bed registers for us to be able, our staff, when they report for duty on Monday, they would go back to the registers and capture those beds that have been then possibly missed over the weekend. Two Sundays of the month are normally utilized by the youth in the district to go and assist us with bed registration, particularly to go to the hospitals, because that is where we feel that we've been missing some of the beds that have been sent. So also the clinic, where we invite mothers to ensure that when they go for birth, when they give birth, they must ensure that they register their children either in the hospital that is nearby, because we do have hospitals that are connected and that are able to assist. And the mobile offices where there is connectivity challenges, we normally deploy those mobile offices. And next slide number 16 talks to the smart ID cards offices, the application volumes, which I won't be going through it before. It just gives the application volumes and the target and the achievements within that particular district. Similarly, with slide number 17 is the continuation, but the interventions and strategies of smart IDs are almost similar, because as we get this slot and I engage with the phone-in programs that come through the radio stations, we speak on issues of sensitizing the members of the community on early birth registration, as well as the application for smart ID cards and the collection thereof of those smart ID cards that are lying in offices. When the smart ID card footprint and rollouts, we've given the per district, the modernized offices per district, as it is listed here. What would be important to mention is that within the district of Nkumuzo and Eriwada, there is one office that is due for modernization in this current financial year, which is a small office, which that is called within Nkumuzo and Eriwada. And under King Petuayo and Lilembe, we do have another small office in Mandela, office which is due for modernization in this financial year as well. Within Umkanyawu and Zululand, a medium office, which is a newly built office that is also due for modernization and formal opening in this financial year. Amaju Bailu, Zinyatu, for a small office, is also do for modernization in the current financial year. On the late registration of health, as we have been told, we have indicated that the late registration of health is as a result of the mothers have not registered children within 30 days. So then there would be different categories of late registration of health. The performance is 1 to 7 years. The closing balance there, the opening balance for 2016 was 15229. The applications that were received was 6590. The approved 5903. The deferred is 96. The rejected 62. Files open, closed is 14. And the closing balance was 2734. In the first quarter of this financial year, they approved 1871, with 43 deferred and 18 rejected, 5 closed, nothing. So the statistics are as reflected with the rest of the categories. But the main category that basically is the most critical category for us is the category of 15 years and above. Because these are the people that are at the stage where they need to access the provisions of having an ID. And this, we as a province, we have also done very well in terms of actually assisting. We moved from the applications about 13,802, and we have got a closing balance of 7,499. So we've been crisscrossing the province in terms of adjudicating on these matters and ensuring that we finalize those cases for people to receive their health certificates. But there is still a high number of late registration in the far-lying areas that are mostly the areas that are lying the borderline areas. But the plan is there to deal with that, because what the province has is we've got a schedule of dates as to when we are going to be adjudicating these methods, because these are checked by the provincial manager. Mobile unit information, the drivable, 14, 2 not drivable, 1 has been disposed. Functional, 5, non-functional is 11, disposed. Staff capacity that has been managing the mobile unit, 12 permanent, and 4 have been dismissed. So we've got the kilometers that have been covered, but what is important is the statistics that have been generated for 2016-2017. ID first issues is 509, ID reissues is 438, bed registration 0 to 30 days 189, ID handed out is 1,139. So these IDs that are handed out via the mobile charts basically are the green barcoded IDs. Uncollected IDs on the next slide. We have given statistics in terms of the office within the particular district in terms of the uncollected smart IDs. Echebwini, together with the Echebwini large office known as Umgeni Road office, together with Commercial Roads, they are recording the most highest numbers in terms of uncollected smart IDs. And the third one would be Umkumundo, as it is reflected here. Office. However, what we have been doing is that through these radio interviews, we've been requesting people to collect, because this is a very difficult category, because you can't take this smart ID off and deliver it to the people outside, nor use a mobile truck to go and deliver this ID. An ID that has got to be collected from an office where there's going to be biometric used by biometrics for ensuring that the person is collecting that ID is actually the owner of that ID. So the uncollected smart ID with the total is 32,957. When I joined the department, we were around about 52,000, and through the as we are approaching local governments last year, we engaged with the local councillors and people that were involved in the local government preparations, and they assisted us in terms of ensuring that they motivate evacuated people and requested people to ensure that they collected their IDs, and so we saw a very big drop in terms of the number, from the number that was there at that point in time. However, we continue to mobilize through these radio interviews, and we also talking to some traditional leaders and councillors on some of the stakeholders through the Operation Suguma Sakhe engagement. We request them to assist us in terms of identifying those people and also ensuring that those people are sensitized about the importance of collecting their IDs. And most unfortunately, they have to come to the offices for those ones. But when you move to the unclaimed identity documents, which have been part of the ID documents, the number is quite different. And again, the reason for the drop up to that level is was at the time we were still using these mobile trucks to be able to distribute this ID. And we are also still requesting with the through our engagement with the various stakeholders, their cooperation in terms of sensitizing the certificates and the issue that is being attended to by the department, and despite the size of improved performance on the issuance of this unabridged certificate. Slide number 27, we just gave an indication with regards to the stakeholders forums that are active within the province, where almost in every area these stakeholder forums are active. Right up to slide number, then we can go to immigration services. Immigration services targets, as I've indicated, we have had 100% growth from the previous financial year, as well as in the first quarter of the current financial year, the performance has been good. But the only challenge that we have there is that there is a shortage of staff in immigration services. Only 49 immigration officers are deployed in the province. All targets of immigration were achieved despite the fact that we were short of immigration officers. We have given statistics in terms of still under immigration services, in terms of the orders to leave that have been issued, 29 in the previous financial year, but in the new financial year, first quarter, 12 of them have been issued. The letters of good cause, these are the letters that are approved by the provincial manager, where that are applied for when a person is still waiting for the status for the status to be confirmed. A person who has applied for the status and this person is in the country for the to legalize the person to be in the country, and then once waiting decisions, the letter of good cause is normally requested and it's approved by the provincial manager. So far in this in the first quarter we have issued 16, once in the previous financial year 64 were issued. Court rulings in terms of section 3401, in the first quarter of the financial year 28 were issued. The operations, there have been business operations that have taken place, and the statistics are reflected there. And the ports of entry that are in the province, three ports of entry, one Bonela port of entry, the second one is Porto Bay, the other one is Contraband. We have given the statistics with regards to the performances in those areas, with regards to the passenger arrivals and the departures, people that have been declared undesirable, and the refusal expenses, and also the deportation. The statistics are there. In total, it's 112 that has been issued. So the next slide is just to indicate the arrivals from the point of entry in the airport, Kinshasa Airport, the arrivals that have taken place during this financial year. First quarter of the financial year, with all the statistics and the flights that have come in, the flights that have been scheduled, that have gone out. And also we have given statistics with regards to the movements and the operations at the harbor, which is the Jagan harbor, which is the only entry, you can see entry. So the number of vessels coming and the electronic movement, in terms of the electronic movement system, we are able to indicate how many vessels have come in and what has happened to those vessels that have docked into our seashore. Coming to the capacity levels under human resource management, the establishment of the province is 715. We have the posts that have been filled are 684. We don't have to worry much about the interns. These are the interns that are coming in and out, and they are not going to the establishment. The interns that are there, the candidate and vacant posts are 31. So we have filled 684 out of 750. What is important to note is that out of the 11 districts in the province, only 5 district managers are operational in the province that are appointed, which accounts for 45% of the vacancy rate. Basically, as I gave you the 11 districts, but I'm having 5 district managers, which is combined to bring about the 3 orders of management. We are giving the provincial equity status in terms of the employment equity, the people management and performance, where the performance, 100% of performance agreements have been finalized, and the preparation for the performance of the past of the previous financial year have been conducted. We've given you the analysis of the staff patterns in terms of policy on incapacity leave and so forth. And the skills overview is provided in this report that indicates to us what the skills levels of the people, of the employees within the department in the province. We also provided the bursary information with regards to people that are federal judges and employed by the department. We've also touched on the slide number 46. We have indicated the employee wellness programs that are there for the employees that within the department, and also on the, that what has happened during the financial year and the previous financial year. Maybe the slide to try and dwell on would be the one on the labor relations basis. The absenteeism, from 2016-2017, we had one case on absenteeism, which is still in progress, and the outcome is still pending. Then there's fraud and corruption, 10 cases, 3 were closed and 7 in progress. The 3 that were closed were finalized and those employees were dismissed, and 7 is still pending. You say the people who have failed to, officials who have failed to verify status of the permits, there are 2 that have been charged, and they are still in progress. And failure to follow immigration procedures, we've got 2, of which 2 of the cases have been closed because the people involved were dismissed. Gross negligence, there was a dismissal. The fraudulent marriages, 4, and they are all in progress. Breach of security, there's 2 in progress, and the outcome is still pending. Failure to follow the standard operating procedures, 1, the official decided to resign. Registration of LRB without documents, 1 official charged and the fine has been closed because the official was suspended. That was in 2017-18. Registration without late registration of late registration of birth, 1 case has been reported in the first quarter of this year, which has been finalized, and the person involved was dismissed. Processing passport applications with photo swap without verification. There's 2, and the status is that they both have been closed and the officials decided to resign. Fraud and corruption, 1, the official unfortunately passed away. Continuation processing of passports in 2017. Processing of passport applications with photo swap without verification. There were 2, 1 is in progress, 1 has been closed. The one that has been closed is because the person has already been dismissed, and the other one is pending. The regular capturing on the national population register, 1 in progress, and is still pending. The outcome is pending. Fraudulent registration of death, 1 case is still in progress. Theft of revenue, that's 2, is still in progress. Fraudulent registration of death is 1. And it's still in progress. Aiding and abetting is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, passport application one, and the official was dismissed, matter finalized, and the solicitation of rights one, and the case has been closed due to this, and the person has been dismissed. Fraudulent death 19. 19 people were arrested, and it consists of four official, consists of four non-official. And this has happened in the area of, in the office of, in the office of Foxes. What has been happening, the trend is that there have been people that have been coming from the Matatiel side, and most of them have been detected to be Basotho nationals who happen to come through the border, the Sotho border into Matatiel. And our officials then get corrupted through the some of the agents that are operating in that area, and then they assist these people, and what have been these arrests that have taken place, and most of the officials that were implicated, seven cases were finalized and they have been dismissed. Also the fraudulent death cases are with the employee engagement, the fraudulent marriage cases, they are also with the employee engagement, the fraudulent ID cases with employee engagement, passport fraud, there's 10 cases that are, there were 10 cases that are dealing with the employee engagement. When we say these cases are with the employee engagement, that is where we have arrested the person, but now for the internal disciplinary process to take place, because it happens at the national office level and through our employee engagement. So we have all the reports, the employee engagement for them to take moving forward with their disciplinary action. Fraudulent permit, 9 cases are cases and case with still with the employee engagement. This was in 2016. Again in 2017, for fraudulent death, we've detected another 6 in the first quarter. One official. 5 officials and the non-officials were arrested for this LRP fraud. Because what has been happening around this area is mainly around the issue of the late registration of them. People have now circumvented the process. Instead of bringing these cases to the committee which must sit and adjudicate and then approve, either approve or not approve, people would then take a chance, compile their own files and get their own screening committee that would come.
Yes.
That would sign off, and then it gets submitted and captured and the birth certificate is generated. Yes. However, this category has not been very much, the category of 15 and above has not been very much affected. They've been focusing on the lower categories where the birth certificate can be generated on the spot within that particular office. Because the problem with the 15 and above is that after the adjudication, you submit to head office the report together with the minutes and also the file for head office to capture, and then the certificate gets issued. So that was the category that has not yet been very much infiltrated. Fraudulent death, that one, where this has been referred to employee engagement, this is where officials would either collude with the funeral undertakers or the insurances to register a false person as dead when, for the purposes of claiming from insurances. And the role of our officials is to ensure what they normally do, they get the documents from the funeral undertaker, they will capture on the system and generate a death certificate which will be used to go and claim from that insurance company or whatever. So that is the situation. The illegal foreign nationals operations that have been executed, these are the random operations that are conducted. 14 foreign nationals were arrested in Devon on a joint South African police and operation. We have given statistics with regards to security in respect of the various of all the offices in the province, which I don't think we have to go into, as it has been presented. Then the province, on the budget now and expenditure, the province has been able to spend in line with the linear projection, We are actually concerned with this within the linear projection and the looking good as we can. Then if you go to the reasons for overexpenditure, because there would be some other items where you have got an overexpenditure, only the item which talks to transfers and subsidies, that is where you've got an overexpenditure. With the rest of the items, we are in line. On that item, the reason for that was that was due to new gratuity payout to former officials that are resigned, and also that have gone on pension. And the reasons for savings, because there are certain areas where we're talking savings, is because the procurement plan that you're not yet commenced in quarter one, and therefore they will realize savings. However, those savings would be first better utilized as we implement the procurement plan as it has been developed. Then we can go to asset management and supply chain management. On asset management and supply chain management is that the assets that have been verified, we only have 186 that have not been verified to the value of 1,237,000. We have complied 99% in terms of verification of the invoices, payment of invoices within 30 days. This is the province where we have really seen the improvement. Previous reports, we have never complied with 100% of payment of invoices. After taking over, we have started to achieve that. And so there's 100% compliance with the payment of invoices in the province. We have given you the statistics with regards to the revenue that has been collected at front offices. And also on the slide that talks to fleet management, where we're indicating the fleet that we have in the province and where are these vehicles and what the status of the vehicles are. And the leases now, when it regards to the accommodation now, the lease report of the offices, we have given you the individual offices and where they are, the office is located and what is the status of the lease period that we have with that with the landlord or on the owner of those offices. Then there is state-owned buildings. We have indicated which are the state-owned buildings in the province, and also with how we are accommodated within the two strong centers. Then we have also highlighted the accommodation challenges, which mainly the accommodation challenges are mainly around issues of inadequate accommodation and also lack of maintenance for the facilities that are there. But what we have indicated, we are giving you office in terms of the office, mm-hmm. just to take to as an example, we have said Greytown. Public toilets have been vandalized, staff toilets are leaking, and additional space is needed. So the space is not adequate for us, and we are giving information with regards to each and individual office within the province. However, the department has since delegated the usage of the day-to-day maintenance budget to the province. And what we are doing is that those maintenance issues which require only day-to-day maintenance are being now attended to from the province at the provincial level, because the budget has now been delegated further down to us. And the challenges that we are experiencing, particularly on the buildings that are managed by the DPW, we are having constant engagement with the DPW. We have not been successful in some instances. For instance, in some areas where we would have loved to have moved the offices from the buildings where they are into better buildings, better accommodation, but the process of DPW sometimes poses a serious challenge to us. But maybe when there's a slide that talks to challenges and key decisions that are required, the lack of adequate office accommodation, we require the high-level engagement with public works. absence of mobile solution for smart ID card rollout, because as I indicated that the number of the smart IDs that we could not really be able to keep out, it is due to the fact that there is no mobile solution that you can go out and hand out a smart ID outside of an office. You rely on an individual to come into the office. No matter how much perhaps you would have tried to sanitize the person, because firstly you receive a notification via SMS that your ID is there and is ready for collection. And beyond that, you have now to start persuading these people using various means which I indicated. Then the delays in finalization of labor relation cases, we have advocated for the appointment of the labor relation officer in the province, because this is a function that is still being carried out at head office level, and sometimes the delays in finalizing these labor cases have some effect. The lack of awareness on early birth registration, we just want to continue with the active stakeholder engagement and participating to request them to participate in this, in advocating for early birth registration. Lack of resources, the aging fleet in the province, we're requesting that they took a serious consideration that must be taken with regards to the vehicles that we have in the province, given the vastness of the province and the distance that are being transported to travel. Vehicles that have accumulated high mileage sometimes pose a little bit of a danger to the people that have got to drive. There are those areas within my province that are far-lying areas that require serious driving and long-distance driving, like areas like Okumshabia, Dingana, and Kanyabut. Lack of human resources and small offices. We're looking at reprioritization of the filling of posts. So we know that the department is facing, the government is facing a little bit of a challenge when it comes to the budget on personnel, and therefore we look into doing some reprioritization on the feeding of posts. The population versus budget allocation, we don't feel that the budget that is allocated to the province is commensurate to the number of the population that we serve as a province, then the reprioritization and the achievement. 90% of the targets have been achieved, making quarter one. Reduction of late registration of birth has been realized. 100% of the payment of invoices for the previous financial year has been achieved. Identification and dealing with corruption effectively has happened. As of last week, we have just arrested two people. One, it was on the late registration. Both cases were on late registration of birth. The other official was still a serving official. The other one had just resigned after we had started investigating, so, but we still had to follow the person, and we've arrested that person as of last week. So we are dealing with corruption effectively in the province, and we are almost on the media almost every day about issues of corruption. Prior and medium office has been refurbished, and we see that as an improvement, because it was refurbished during the previous financial year, and the minister came and opened the office, and there were people. We did quite a lot in terms of ensuring that people are notified of the refurbished office. And the Emondo as well. Emondo is a small township that has been usually managed by Tri-Head, but it's in the township. That office as well has been upgraded into a smart card office, just to be able to alleviate the pressures of people converging to Tri-Head instead of accessing the service within the areas that are within their reach, being the townships. We have had the Auditor General, the audit of the Tegwini and Pinetown offices, where we've got a positive report, where there's only two immaterial findings were identified by the Auditor General, and those were around the scanner two findings. It was just a scanner that they could not find, which has since been found in Umgeni, and the other one was on a fridge. it was a fridge, yes. So, well, that is the achievement that we have since realized, because both these offices through previous audits were not very good. But with this one, from the outside, from an outside, being an auditor general report, which gives us a good report, it's an achievement. I want to thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much for the achievement. And we are very thankful. Let us see how we are going to use this time, you know. Very, very much limited. There are everything you might need, and then the department has to respond in by writing. But thank you for the 30 days. Response to business because it affects growth in our economy. Let us just go this way.
Okay.
But please be brief.
Thank you very much for the presentation.
Just
the presentation that we have, and with the two active women that we have. Thank you very much for the presentation. However, we have made the minister aware that you came the other time, Chivanina, and you, ma'am. I cannot really understand why you're still acting. So, do you think it should be really be because they are advisors of the minister? Please, can you really assist that this position of acting must be filled? Because when you see, it is only the avalanche of men that we see from the Department of Home Affairs.
Okay.
And then, but we applaud the uprooting of corruption. It's welcome, mm-hmm. You know, this thing of uprooting the issue of corruption. And the manager from KZN, I always get calls from KZN. My name is Dineo. I think they love me so much, the people in KZN. I always assist them with some issues in relation to the Home Affairs. But I'm being inundated with calls from Mr. Gumbi, but it will be bilateral. I'll give you the contact number of Mr. Gumbi. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for the relations. I think the person who has got so many questions to ask, unfortunately, we have used our time. So it's very unfair to them. If I can propose that some of the questions also on our side, we can also write them down so that we don't ask them here for time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So my proposal is that if you can only ask two questions. And what about the 33 manual self-test facility? Because we are here, we are saying that we must prevent, aside to prevent fraud and corruption. If there is still a manual service, that means that there will be corruption there. Therefore, my question is, what measures are there? How much can we have a time frame for the connectivity? So that all the 33 manuals can be facilitated through automatic. That's my question for
one.
One from each presentation. That's my question.
Let us agree. Then if it is that, And we have just some big questions.
This is one of what it is. It's only one.
No, let me not look at the watch. No, we've got 45 minutes.
It's an arrangement. We didn't put on the background.
Let us do the submit questions to different to the relevant provinces. There are areas we know are important. There are areas, particularly around the complaints that we get from the public, and in line with what would be the existing policy. Please, because otherwise, really, it's not going to serve any purpose to continue like this. And parties should arrange on themselves where they are going to submit written questions, and then we submit written questions. And from the department, we are sorry for this. We wanted to have much more time to have discussions, but we could not have enough time because of our democracy. And we shall submit in writing, and then let us close this meeting. Thank you.
No, but you
can't behave that like that in a meeting anyway. It is very, 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 very important. Yeah, hello, then ask a question.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, I agree with you because of time, but also as well, we can't. We must be fair to them. They came and did presentation. We can't just punish them because it's ours who have taken time. So we must engage with them. We are here to work, Chair. Unless if you want to fall like the previous Chair.
No. Whether I fall or not, but I think let us be fair.
No, Chair, I know the proposal from Madam Chair, I think it was fair to say that at least one question, one, from all three provincial managers, and then the rest, you are going to write it to them and get a response from them. I think that was fair.
No, but we need to not have the time. We've got to have to, we've got to eat. We've got to go to the same thing by 2:00. No. Let us submit.
Can I ask one question from here?
Okay, you can ask one question.
I'll submit the rest. Thank you very much, my commercial manager, who is new to the field. But I cannot ask this question because it was all over the news. I know maybe you were not even the manager of the year, but there's a case that was also in the media about a young lady who was finally admitted in editing because of one of your officials in the department. And I think as the last week presentation, it's also very clear that we still have those officials in the department who are very rude and does not work with the community. So this is the case in point. So we raised this matter with the DG of the department. It was still under investigation at the time, and we also like to get just a formal response from the department, especially about that case, because it was all over news. I'm not saying that because it was all over news, but I mean, we must avoid such things that happen. Secondly, during the...
No, that was your last question.
Yes.
Submit the second one.
I just want to get a clarity. How far have you gone about the new offices, as it was also a decision of the minister when we were doing the debate, because we have a problem of commercial and only. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Yes,
yes,
Chair, for me, I've got a problem because I can't see the person from the national office because I think my concern must be in the head office. Just to highlight one, the issue of cross-border management. if you are raised by the manager of the MWAT, that is a very, very serious issue. People, what matters here, there is no office that issues smart cards. They get their smart cards from Copset. I'm sure that is why there is that problem of the high number of uncollected documents. So I think that one, it has to be responded to by the national office. The issue of the immigration offices, most of the office of the provinces, I mean some, not most, some, because there are three, I think one or two, they have not mentioned this population rate, which also assists in terms of the districts, in terms of distribution of resources. Because in the last meeting, it was clear that economic aid in allocation of resources, in terms of vehicles and in terms of staff. So I think I hope clear.
Let us submit other questions in writing. I think we are going to be able to send questions.
I won't use the opportunity to raise a question, but I want to raise a concern. We get a chance once a year to engage with this. We're not going to get a chance to speak to these departments again. I know it's not your fault, but I think it's important you raise this. We need to find a solution to this. This is the core of the work that we do, the core of the work that they do. And you can't do this. I mean, we spend more time eating sandwiches here from this morning. And you are just
you and the government. Let us do this. I think we should make a proposal that we still need to engage to our provinces, and then perhaps it could be for a day because of the nature of provinces and then the interest in the region. And then we ask our questions. We request the same to afford us this opportunity. Are we agreed as different parties? We are agreed as different parties, and then in that amongst them, then there'll be head office which is going to respond on national issues. For instance, that vacancy that has not been responded to since February in Northwest. Yes, and another. So other problems. Mr. Kitan, what do you want to ask a question? I do not. Okay, well, you can continue then.
No, Chair, I feel that it's very important in this one. I cannot afford to write it. But thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity. It's for all comments. You see, we were told that 50% of South Africans are living in poverty. This was declared yesterday by Malindi Gordhan. And I'm worried to see all of you managers telling us that you have more than 10 posts in your department. Those who were funded and vacant long time ago. Some of your posts have been vacant for more than 3 months to 4 months to 6 months. I don't think that you are serious in helping this country to alleviate, to abolish poverty. Please, my request is that you must speak on the timeline. Know exactly that if there is a post today and that post is funded, then it must be filled within the expiry of 2 months.
Okay, thank you
very much.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. But thank you very much for your contribution, for your questions. And I would like to send also a word of gratitude to all the presenters. We are going to interact in future. We are going to request the chairperson to give us an opportunity to interact with all the provinces, because particularly around issues that are raised by people and on the ground and issues of the priorities of the government. But otherwise, thank you to all the members. Thank you to all the management from the provinces.
Thank you
to the national management of the from the national office. And thank you very much to the office for support. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.